AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Government has been accused in the Dáil of using rhetoric that is fueling anti-immigrant sentiment. This follows claims from Taoiseach Simon Harris that opponents are trying to shut down debate on immigration. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, and John Clendenin, Fine Gael TD for Offaly. Thank you both very much for joining us. I'm going to come to you first, Gary. Do you believe that the way particularly Simon Harris has been speaking about immigration in the last week or so, that it is fueling anti-immigration sentiment?
It's the simplest way I can say it is, what was it, 2 weeks ago, people stood outside City West. Their slogans were, get them out, Ireland is full. They attacked the Gardaí. They launched fireworks at the Gardaí. Within a couple of days of that, Simon Harris took to speaking to journalists saying there are, and I quote, migration numbers are too high and that people with deportation orders should be detained. I mean, there's a multitude of different things he could have said, but he chose that particular phraseology. He's doubled down on it since. There are issues in relation to our system of asylum, but Simon Harris chose migration as a whole. And yeah, I do think that feeds into a far-right rhetoric. I do think it's part of a playbook that when you are, your back's against the wall in politics, you point across to somebody else and say, they're to blame. I think that's a well-trodden path. I'm open to having any conversation, Kira, in relation to migration. I think when a figure of authority speaks, they should do so with evidence and they should do so with fact and calmness, because at the moment, we are on tender hooks and Simon Harris was careless.
John, is that the case? Simon Harris's back is to the wall and he's been careless and he is fueling by using rhetoric that maybe reflects some of the protesters at City West's beliefs that he is actually fueling an anti-migrant sentiment?
Absolutely not, Kira, and good morning to you and all your listeners. But if you look at City West in particular, as Gary has referenced, the Taoiseach was one of the first people out to condemn what we saw at City West. And it was totally reprehensible and disgusting, some of the thuggery that we saw in terms of activity outside the gates of City West. In terms of, you know, division and divisiveness, you know, I would refer Gary to the claims of his leader yesterday in the Dáil, and I'll quote, deliberate strategy of depicting international protected applicants as scammers gaming a system. Like, that is anything but the truth. We want a calm, rational debate around migration in Ireland. We've had significant population growth in recent years, and we need to ensure that basically that we have the capacity to supply the services that we need to all the different sectors of migration that are coming to these shores. Okay. And I would point out that over many years, we've welcomed businesses from all corners of the world, we've welcomed people from all over the world, and they've made a very positive contribution to our economy and our society.
Okay. Gary, is that fair enough that this conversation needs to be had pretending it, other than that, sure, is not
absolutely
reasonable?
Absolutely, this conversation needs to be had. And just to say again, I mean, I know there's parties on the left, including my own, including myself, who are having this conversation on an almost daily basis. We're the ones that went down to protest. We've engaged with protesters. We've brought it into the Dáil. We've asked for cross-party collaboration on the issue of migration. Our concern, and I think it's fairly legitimate, is that when the Taoiseach speaks, and actually when the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has spoken, they said, referenced things like 82% of people's claims are now torn down. And they stopped there, without referencing the fact that one in three appeals are actually successful. There has, without question, been a hardening of language from the government. We would have expected yesterday, following the fact that a arson attack was carried out over the weekend, which nearly consequented in the death of children, including a 20-day-old baby. We've had 30 such arson attacks in different forms over the last 2 years. I would have expected Monday's cabinet meeting to be emergency. How do we address the rage? How do we address the hate that's culminating? That actually didn't come out. What came out was issues around them taking away payments from people in IPAS, which turned out to be unlawful, removing Ukrainians from 90 days allowances to 30 days. There was nothing about how do we address, and that might be fair, that's fine, But what we're not having is an awareness of how extreme the situation is there at the moment.
Is that fair enough, John? Was it insensitive that in the wake of that attack, that arson attack on the stairs of an IPAS centre, extremely dangerous in Drogheda, that the government talking about clamping down on illegal immigrants, about deportations, about the fact that, exactly as Gary says, 80% of people fail on application, all of that kind of rhetoric, that not only was it a hardening and a toughening, but it was very ill-timed.
Listen, I think you have to refer, like, Gary wants the a la carte menu. You have to look at what the Minister for Justice said in relation to those that carried out that attack and any arson attack or any attack on any sort of facility in this country. They will face the full rigours of Irish law. And it's very important that message is put out there. But I'd ask Gary, in terms of division and divisiveness, will he admit that claim by his leader, Holly Kearns, yesterday in the Dáil, that there's a deliberate strategy of depicting international protection applicants as scammers gaming the system? That was not a helpful comment.
I absolutely will not retract that. In fact, I'll double down on it, if you like, John, because I do. I'll double down on it right now. And I think it's also fair to say that this strategy of, so say, for example, there's a rough and tumble to the political debate, you know, we're often called the sanctimonious Sog Dems or all of that sort of stuff. And you take it on the chin and you suck it up and you say, well, actually, here's my position. You stand over. There has absolutely been a hardening of rhetoric from this government in relation to immigration. Yesterday, we had the Minister for Justice taken to his Twitter account once again talking about the deportation of 52 Georgian people. The Minister for Justice does not do any other tweets in relation to the administration of justice in any other form in this country, but he chooses migration. And then you have this ridiculous, childish notion that this is somehow to send out a message as if the people who are in, say, Somalia or Afghanistan or anywhere else in the country who are thinking about fleeing are somehow looking at Jim O'Callaghan's Twitter account. These are absolute behaving ridiculously. And what really frustration for myself is, and people who are on the front line of these issues and understand the stakes here, is that we're at a time when we need political leadership, fact-based debate. We have Simon Harris behaving like a child, offering nothing but a kind of petulant attitude in relation to migration.
John, back in. John, I'm going to let you respond to that.
Kira, we have to look at the facts here. We have to look at statistics. We have to look at the level of population growth that we've had in this country in recent years. We have a booming economy with more people at work now than lived here in 1971. Since 2020, we've had a pandemic, we've had a war, we've had emergencies that have seen an influx of people to this country. And they've contributed and have been a benefit to the economy and society in many, many ways. But there's a capacity issue. And every single time that the Sock Dems and others want to have this debate, they bring it back to international protection. And it feeds into their narrative, because they'll come into the Dáil next week and they'll talk about homeless figures are on the up. We want to address housing, homelessness, healthcare, education, but we have capacity issues as well.
So the issue that we have a homeless crisis
wanted
and housing
in
crisis.
Every single, they wanted in okay, every single way. We have to let infrastructure,
right,
we have to take
what
a
what about
breath
that
here,
issue, Gary?
We have to let our
that
infrastructure
we have a capacity
catch
up issue.
We have an infrastructural crisis in this country that is not a cause of migration. In fact, if we didn't have migration into this
but
country,
because we have that deficit, that infrastructure deficit, there is a capacity issue.
Because we have that deficit doesn't actually mean that so let's take John's comment, I'll come back to that. So he's talked about the fact that migration numbers are too high. So about 125,000 people came into the country last year. The vast majority, well, over half of those are from returning immigrants, people from the UK, people from the EU. So unless we're suggesting we leave the EU, that's ridiculous notions. Others are coming here on work visas, and about 15% are in the asylum process. Of that number, about 2% of that currently have deportation numbers hanging over them. So who exactly does John want
to take
out?
I'm going to give, because we're way over time, but John, I'm going to give the last word to you. What about those figures that Gary has just mentioned? 2% of people.
Let me break down this very, very simply. If we have a bus with a 50-seater and we want to go on a journey, and there's 60 people looking to get in the bus, we need to make plans to actually have more capacity. That's exactly what's happening in this country.
Who are you taking out of the economy,
John? We need infrastructure capacity.
All right.
We need to ensure that across all sectors of society, we are able to grow capacity and meet the demand. We have a very strong economy. We need to ensure that is maintained, while at the same time maintaining our integrity in terms of how we have been a welcoming,
John,
opening, fair and compassionate country.
We will have to leave it there this morning, gentlemen. That is John Clendenin there, Fine Gael TD for Offaly, and Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for Justice. Let us know what you think about that this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.